And I'm telling you, I got proof. I proved this in my own life. Have I perfected? No, but it's working. And I never stop because every day is working. Getting better. Will you face challenge? Absolutely. Will opposition show up? Absolutely. Amen. Will you face some tough time, hard? Yep. But you know what? It'll prove itself out every time. Will you run into some hard spots? Sure. What happened? He'll prove himself to be true. Hallelujah. I said hallelujah. He said, incline thy ear and come unto me. Incline your ear and come unto me. Hear. Listen to what he's saying. I'm telling you, the Lord is talking and people don't even know when he's talking. What did he say? Hear. Then when hard time come because you didn't hear, you don't know what to do. But I'm going to read it. I'm going to read it again. He said what? Hear. Incline your ear and come unto me here. And your soul shall live how? And your soul shall live. And I will make an everlasting covenant with you. I mean, you get born again, you come into the family of God, and you have all that God has, and you'll be a joint heir with Jesus, you'll be an heir of God and a joint heir with Jesus, and you have all the rights and privileges in the kingdom as a child of God. And then you can go, yes, Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Incline your ear unto me. Hear, and your soul shall live. And I will make an everlasting covenant with thee, you, even the sure mercy of David. You want me to tell you what he's talking about? Since I read it, you want me to tell you what he said? Even the sure mercy of David, didn't he? Now let me show you what he's talking about. And show you what David did. What did David do? David took another man's wife, had the man killed. And you know, anybody is a murderer, you take them out and hang them or send them to the electric chair. Well, that's what the law said in this land. But he said, even the sure mercy of David, like I showed him mercy, didn't hang him. He took another man's wife, had the man killed. I showed him mercy. He said, just like I showed David the mercy, I'll show you mercy out of all the mess you've been in. I'll show you mercy. I'll get you out of that and show you how to prosper and raise you up and let you be what I call you to be. I don't care if you've been in jail. I don't care if you've been a drug dealer. I don't care if you've been a rapist. If you will turn to me, I will show you the sure mercy of David. So, Neil, you're just sitting around. We got to get this message to people that wants it. I said, we got to get this truth to people that want it. We got to take this to the nations of the world. Because there's a lot of hurting people who have never heard. And some people, evident, they just want to stay where they are. But what do you do? Do you back off because some people don't want it? No, you got to find the one that wants it and keep telling it. Because this is God talking and he doesn't lie. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I said hallelujah. Hallelujah. And he went on to say, and he said, behold, I have given him for a witness to the people. I show you mercy today. And he said, I've given him for a witness to the people. You saw what he did and you see what I did when he repented. My. For the witness of the people. And made him a leader and a commander to the people after he did all he did. Still made him a leader and a commander. If he hadn't cleaned him up and fixed him up, people say, we got a murderer and a rapist, a wife stealer for a leader. Can you see what God is doing, y'all? If he can do that for David, he can do it for me. If he can do that for David, he can do it for you. Know who you are partnering with. Know who you are partnering with. See, when you learn how this works, and then learn how to work it, you can be a success in life. See, most people, I get this label and make this statement. Most people want money and a lot of it for the wrong reason. But when you're in covenant with God, you know why he wants you to have a lot of it, and you are willing to cooperate with him with a lot of it. Because you will put it where he tell you to put it, and you will act like he tell you to act, and your head won't be three times the size of it should be. And you won't think you're more important than somebody else. And that you all of this on a stick and don't smell. You will be a blessing. Amen. So, God in his word had given us instruction how to get there if we'll take them. But here's what I found out. We don't spend enough time in the word waiting on God to get instruction. But once you get in the flow, you can go. But as long as you stand on the bank, you can't flow in no river. You can't flow in a river with your toe in the water. You're going to turn the bank loose. And sometimes, and then when the Lord start giving instruction, you let the devil whisper in your ear, making you think somebody trying to take your money. You listen to the Spirit and give your money where it ought to be given, and nobody be trying to take it. You won't be walking around with the rest of the dumb folks saying, they're just trying to get my money. No, you'll be following the Spirit of God, and you'll give it what God tell you to give it, and it's right. Hallelujah. All right. Let me see. Can I close with this? Ooh, Jesus. Philippians 4:14. Philippians, go ahead and put that up. This Philippians 4:14. Notwithstanding, you've done well that you did communicate with my affliction. Now you Philippians know also that in the beginning, what? Of the gospel, when I departed from Macedonia, no church did what? Communicated with me as what? Concerning giving and receiving, but you only.